everyone has completed with the two dosages over there. And that's one of the condition where the admin has clearly let down that only employees who have completed their both the doses are allowed to attend from the office.
That makes sense. So the positive thing is that the whole economy, it was never a lockdown in the second wave, of course, but now the whole economy has resumed the normal activities. So if you look at Volta's activities in the second quarter, how is this visible from your point of view in terms of sales, in terms of which segments that perform the best after the pandemic?
Okay, so if I let me answer these questions the segment by segment. So if I look into the segment A, which is the cooling product business, which is largely a weather-based kind of or a seasonal kind of product, depending upon the summer season in the year in the country, that got hit by the quarter one pandemic curve because the country hit with the second wave of the COVID during April, and which is the season time for the category. However, if I look from the quarter two perspective, we have seen good amount of demand from the customers, as well as there's a time of the festive period. Generally, India goes into a various festival times or various festivals during quarter two and the early part of the quarter three. So if I combine both the factors, we have seen good amount of growth. And in terms of to give any indication to that, the volume growth, what we reported is close to 24%, which means on a volume of 2021, we have shown a growth of 24% in 21-22. And if I look from the COVID perspective, pre-COVID, quarter two as such, because quarter one was a healthy period at that point of time, we were far, far ahead. It is very premature to say that in our product sales, we came closer to a pre-COVID level because it's largely a seasonal-based product. So we have to see on an annualized basis when we complete the year March 22, have we reached to a pre-COVID level? Today, if I look from the industry perspective and the demand, what we are seeing on the ground, probably will be reaching to the volume of almost 6.92 year March 22, which means we are very closer to a pre-COVID level of March 20 before this pandemic hit to us. So in a way, we can say that the industry is coming into a normalcy. There is a good amount of demand from the consumer side, largely on two factors. One factor is to work from home. That becomes the necessary for them to have a convenience and comfort. Low wallet kind of a price for the category, which is air conditioner, coupled with the buy now, pay later, what the scheme being followed by all the manufacturers, reduces the down payment for the customers to have this product in their home. So these are the driving factors, I can say, going behind the demand from the consumers. And we hopeful that by the March 22, the industry should come back to a normalcy. Unless until we are hit by third wave of COVID wave, which been seen in the other part of the country.
Sure. Yes, thank you. So when you mentioned 24% volume growth, is that for the unitary cooling product alone?
Unitary cooling product growth. That's why I said I'll give answer on a product and project business separately. Because the business metrics or the models are together different between these two.
Yes. Let's take the we can talk about the different segments and then I'll have more questions
If I come to the project business, the project business actually has not been so severely hit by the COVID because the construction activity on a project site been allowed even in quarter one when the country was hit by the second wave. However, in the quarter two, the country has seen some kind of intermittent rains and a bad weather impacting the productivity on the project side, coupled with the lower order book which we're carrying at the beginning of the year. Because of the COVID situation, the government objective or the attention was more diverted towards controlling this pandemic, and some kind of halt we have seen by announcing the new projects. So this too actually has resulted into some kind of degrowth if I look from the project business perspective in a quarter to YOY basis.
Okay.
And when I go to the segment C, which is the engineering business division, this division has shown a stellar performance because it has in both the sub verticals, which are the mining construction and the textile machinery. Let me talk about the textile machinery first. We all know about the China One plus the export which the country is clocking month on month. That has given a good demand for the capital equipments like textile machinery, and textile has contributed, capital equipment sale has contributed significantly along with the after sales service for the textile division. If I look from the mining construction, there was an aggressive push on the road infrastructure by the government, and accordingly the capital requirement of the heavy machineries like crushing and screening also seen a good demand from the contractor side. So this too, and furthermore, we have a presence in Mozambique, which was largely unaffected because of this COVID wave, has resulted into I'm not able to recollect the percentage growth, but it's a good amount of percentage growth over last year. If you can hold for a minute, I can just search and then give it to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just a minute, I'll just open it. Almost a growth of 34% in segment C, which is the engineering product business and the textile. In the engineering,
was that sales or volume?
This is the volume we are talking about only in the segment A, which is unitary cooling product. Yeah. Both in other segments, it's in value terms.
Oh, okay.
And if I were to give the value terms for the segment A as well, it is as high as 34%.
Yes. Thank you. All right. Very good.
Gunnar, in fact, before we go on to further questions, I have only one request. I have some unplanned call came up at 1 o'clock. So hope that half an hour conversation should be fine with you to get the insight of the quarter two from the company.
Yes, that's fine. So what? So now it's well,
we have another 20 minutes to come. Yeah.
Okay, sure. That should be enough. Yeah, because I'm very familiar with your company.
Yeah,
we met before. So this is just for an update, and we spoke in June as well. So this year.
Yeah.
So it's not too much new news, except that second quarter looks quite strong to me.
I look from the new news from the industry perspective in a segment A, I can say that two news have been prominent. One thing is on the PLI scheme, which I'm sure that you are aware about, is the production linked incentive scheme announced by the government. And we have the announcement now came from the ministry approving the company's proposal who have made the application under the PLI. And Voltas also been shortlisted for a category of lower intermediaries with the high value investments amounting to some 100 crores. So that's the news which I can say about it. And second thing is, you know about the requirement of the energy efficiency ratio for the cooling product. That energy efficiency ratio needs to be upgraded or needs to move a notch above the table by January 2022. On the representation from the industry that the date has been deferred to a 1st July 2022, which means industry will get additional 6 months time to prepare for the higher energy efficiency compared or a competent product for that matter. So these are the two news I can say about the product business segment A. If I talk about the segment P, government has now catered almost 5 lakh crore worth of infrastructure projects in the year 21-22. The announcement is, we are seeing some kind of announcement being done by the government on that front, which means that the order book or the carry forward order book or the new order book should show accelerated amount for both for the domestic business. As far as the international project business is concerned, you are aware about it, the Football World Cup, which is taking place in Qatar 2022.
Yes.
And export another kind of infrastructure business moving up in the UAE, part of the GCC countries, where we can see so good amount of orders may get announced. So in a way, we are saying that the order inflow should get accelerated as we move forward for the rest of the period in the year. For the segment C, there is no as such a new news I can say about it, but the export in the textile segment is consistently improving on a month-on-month basis. And to give more benefit and to add more value addition, the Government of India has announced the PLI scheme for textile sector as well, which was missing till quarter two beginning. So these are the new news I can say applicable to our segmentation, which we are reporting it.
Yes, thank you. So a few questions on the unitary coding product. You did mention the strong volume growth, obviously, and you did mention the requirement to upgrade on energy efficiency. But I also understand now that 40 or 45% of your sales is in the inverter segment.
If I take about the overall air conditioner, yes, 54% of our sale is inverter. And if I take the proportion of only split air conditioner, because window air conditioner, inverter is not finding so much traction among the consumer. And if I take split air conditioner, the percentage may go as high as 60%.
Okay. So that's obviously, yeah. So the inverter is already reducing the amount of power consumed. So that would exactly. Help you to satisfy the requirement. Yeah.
Exactly. So, but then the representation was more considering the carrying inventory what the manufacturers were having with them because of the second wave of the COVID.
I remember from before the classification was 3 or 4 or 5 stars. So I think the minimum requirement was 4 stars now that you need to qualify.
Once we move on the table, you are right. It will come down to a 4 star.
So how would you see that from a competitive position? Obviously, the competition, if you talk about the unitary cooling product first for homes, yeah. The competition has become quite fierce in the last few years with obviously Samsung and the Japan, Daikin and Hitachi. LG was quite aggressive on inverter a few years ago. Can all of these suppliers comply with the efficiency regulation?
There is no option being given to any of the manufacturers. Every players have to comply with the energy efficiency guidelines. So everyone has to fall into the compliance requirement. If I look from the competition landscape, your reading is right that the competition is inching up. But even though I see the last 1 year trend, Guna, the first 6 or 7 players in the competition landscape almost remain there. We have not seen any new players occupying the space. In the first, I can say top 10 or top 7 players in the industry. So in a way, it remains same. You find few notches over here and there between Daikin, Hitachi. A few quarters, you find Daikin is shadowing over the Hitachi, and the other quarters, Hitachi is taking over from Daikin. But overall, the top 7 remains all there where a year back as well, including Samsung, which we have seen a good aggressive mood, but they're now aligned with the, I can say, on the expectation side. So, and if you look from the Voltas perspective, you are aware about our market share. It's around closing around 25.9, which is close to 26% at the quarter to end, which means that we are consistently maintaining or steadily increasing our market share on a yearly basis, maybe by taking the advantage out of the competition landscape as well as from the fringe players who are probably finding some kind of consolidation in the wake of the government regulation in some of the restrictions on importing complete built units.
The requirement from the government to consume less electricity, is that forcing the consumers into more of a premium products? And if so, will that achieve a higher pricing point for you? Or does it mean that the producer, in this case you, will take the hit in terms of higher cost to produce more efficient equipment?
Gunnar, if I as I said, every manufacturers have to comply with this energy efficiency requirements. So the cost increase will be probably uniform across all players in the industry. If I take from that perspective the kind of scale or the volume which we are doing it, it should be some kind of cost advantages to us because the volume will give us some kind of advantage in our sourcing for some of the components to comply with the higher energy efficiency ratio. If I look from the consumer perspective, if the inverter started occupying almost in excess of 60% for the split air conditioner, which means consumers are eyeing for a latest technological product in their home, especially considering the life of the unit, which is as high as 10 years. And India market is anyway as not as good a replacement market, because people will like to continue with their product even beyond the life of the asset. So this all bodes, I can say, the consumer preference to have the technologically or latest technologically driven product in their home when they are going for the either a new buy or replacement. And second more, if I look from the price point perspective, yes, we have seen the consumer preference for the 5-star air conditioner units have actually gone up compared to the last year. Today in our sale basket, almost in excess of 20-25% or closer to 25% is being contributed by the 5-star product, which otherwise was hovering for less than 20% kind of share, which means consumers are going for a higher energy rated products. They've realized that that's where they are going to recover the cost between 3-star and 5-star by saving the power consumption cost over there. Furthermore, it gives the advantage of being a premium kind of product in their home for that matter. So yes, in both the cases, considering the volume which the Voltas is doing on this category, we should get advantage on the sourcing side. We should go in favor to the brand. And from the consumer perspective, we are having enough focus for getting the consumers on a 5-star rated products, which will also improve on a price point perspective in the overall product mix.
Yes. So I know that you already this year in the first half hiked your prices on the unitary cooling product by 8%, if I'm not mistaken.
Because I thought it's better to pause over here. If I take the year-over-year increase, the increase will be close to 12-15% increase. Because 8% what we are talking about is what we did from the current financial year, which is April 2021 onwards. But if I take YOY compared to last quarter two to current quarter two, the increment works out to close to 12-15%.
Okay, thank you. But obviously, the reason being higher a cost push from raw material, steel and copper and so on. So how's that balance? Are you keeping even steps with the material cost, or is the price hike giving you some more profit margin, or are you getting squeezed?
I would say that we are balancing the increased input cost vis-a-vis the price hike which we are doing it. When I say balancing sensibly, in a way that the you know very well, it's a seasonal kind of product. And all the material will not come at a one point of time. It will come in a phased manner. We have not seen any decline in those commodity prices, except leaving aside the recent 15 days trend, which is showing some kind of downward movement for all these three commodities. But otherwise, we have seen month-on-month increase for all these three categories, which means that every new purchase which I'm doing it, which is coming at a higher cost compared to what I sourced or what I've purchased earlier. However, this kind of a phased manner of purchasing gives me advantage of averaging out my sourcing cost. And because of which, although my increased input cost in absolute terms would find that it has gone up by 20%, we are making, or we have balanced out with a price hike of 15%, which I've just talked about it, between these two periods, which means that the gap is still there of 3-5%, which we have to bridge as we move forward. And we are contemplating to do that. Because we always feel that the segment should earn a reasonable margin. And it is not like only I'm going to increase the price. We have seen over the competition as well. Probably Voltas, being a leader in this industry, will be announcing the price hike first, but that being followed by all players in the industry, maybe with a time lag of 30-45 days.
So margin, we can continue to expect a margin around 7%.
If we are seeing some kind of arrest in the commodity prices or states where we are today, probably we won't expect any further price hike to be announced to the consumers. But if you are seeing further improvement or further increase in the commodity price, I'm sure that every player has to do another price hike as we move closer to the season period of time.
Yes. Okay, another question that I would like to ask you. since I work in Europe, there's more and more requirement towards ESG, and I'm sure you're familiar with the United Nations. I believe it has 17 targets on sustainable development goals.
Right.
So we own Volta since many years, but all these requirements are fairly new. So if you were to tell me from the Volta's management's point of view, which I'm not sure if you're familiar with all these 17 targets, but it's on the along the lines of to stamp out starve. I mean, it's food supply, it's about clean water, it's about energy consumption and all of these things, education. Does Voltas have any of these targets that you are moving your business towards, especially?
Okay, so if I look from that perspective on a ESG front, the first thing which we have done over there so far is to phase out of the highly ozone kind of refrigerant. So earlier we used to have R22. Being refrigerant being used for air conditioner category, but now we are using R32, which is the the lowest ozone impact or on a depletion of the refrigerant side. So this is the first move we have done for the air conditioner product. Similarly, we are doing for the commercial air conditioner product as well, where we have to go with the new refrigerant R600A probably, which will provide, or R290, which having the low depletion in terms of the ozone seal. So these are on a product perspective, we are working on it. Second thing, to go on a more disposal in a very in a safe mode, we are following the e-waste guidelines which the Government of India has announced, and the company is incurring additional cost in order to touch base with the customers and facilitate them in order to discard or dispose their electrical products in a sensible or in a safest mode, which means that I am incurring the cost, but that in a way is helping out in terms of promoting the ESG in a more sensible way. So these are the two big initiatives I can say which we have already adopted over there. In terms of the if I look from the electricity perspective, we are now more of our premises, including all both the factories, have now moved on a renewable energy compared to the natural one, or the compared to the earlier one, which was based on the fossil fuel based we are using over there. So this is the third initiatives at a corporate level which we have done. Second thing, in our all factory premises, we have the water reservation program which is being run. That also helps out in terms of conserving the water and utilize it in a more reasonable and a sensible way for that matter. So these are the quick four or five initiatives which I have merited, which we already implemented in our factories and offices wherever we find it suitable to move around. Being Tata Group of companies, we probably will not leave any stone unturned in terms of any initiatives, although it may come as a cost for the company, in order to remain in a high standard as far as the compliance or the ESG framework needs to be followed.
Yes, okay, very good. Now, these are good examples. Obviously, I can check myself, but have you stated these SDG targets on your website or in your annual report? Have you linked your efforts that you just mentioned
We'll be doing this in this annual report. In the last annual report, you may find that we have linked it out. If you see, or if you require, I can email you separately our annual report. There is a separate section called ESG, where we have tried to work out the score as well, along with the efforts what we carried out.
Yes, well, that would be helpful. I will investigate that after the call. Thank you. So, is your time up now? If you had another meeting, you said, or?
It's 12:50. I can take one more question.
Okay, sure. Now, I just want to ask you a fairly recent initiative is obviously Beko on the white goods merchandise. And I realized now that this specific quarter was loss-making. Was there any special circumstances for that, or is it still in the progress of being ramping up the business? Or
Gunnar, if I talk about the Voltas Beko is in the I can say in the process of making the brand awareness or making the brand reachable to the end consumers. So we have been incurring loss in this Voltas Beko since we commenced, and that was perceived and that was budgeted as well when we have started investing in the joint venture. We budgeted to have this venture break even by 2024-25, which means till such time we have to spend money on the brand promotions, advertisements, sales promotion, because the brand has to have a recall of all the products in the minds of consumers. And mind well, unlike air conditioner where we have a larger fragmented kind of market, in the white good appliances, we are competing with only 3 to 4 players controlling almost 80 to 85% of the market share. Which means that when we entered into joint venture, we were aware about the challenges what we are going to face from the existing players. And we have accordingly put our plan in order to spend those money in terms of the advertisement and sales promotion. There is no any specific reasons why the loss has gone up compared to on a quarter to quarter basis. I can give you 2 reasons largely attributable towards it. If you recollect the last year, the COVID wave continued for a quite longer period of time. So there was no need to do any advertisement spend till such time we can see the normalcy or a market is reviving for that matter. This quarter was reasonably good. Festive season around. IPL was another kind of booming for that matter. And accordingly, we carried out some kind of marketing spend for the Voltas Beko in the quarter two when I compare with the quarter two of the last year. Second thing is the commodity price, what we discussed about the air conditioner. All this commodity price or the increased input cost is very much relevant for the Voltas as well. And as I said, the competition is very stiff as far as if I look from the appliance perspective. So if in this segment LG is announcing the price hike first, being a leader, I'll be the last one to do it because I have to still occupy the shelf of my channel partners to a great extent. So the time lag difference between the increase input cost and the price hike will slightly be longer for the Voltas kind of product appliances compared to the UCP segment in the Voltas, where I am actually a leader. So that both factors have resulted into some kind of higher losses. However, as I said, the pandemic has disturbed the business cycle or the business projections what we carried out by a year or so, but we still have not changed our objective to have this break even by 2024-25 at an EBITDA level, along with a 10% market share in both the categories of ref, in all the categories in which the Voltas Beko is having a presence.
Havas has also been quite aggressive in the white goods in washing machines and refrigerators. So that would be one of your Havas.
Havas is planning to, yes, Havas was having this kind of category, but they are still struggling to make sense or make dent into this because they are carrying the tag of Lloyd, which was having presence in the washing machine. Refrigerator is a new category which Lloyd is eyeing for it. I'm sure it will be a tough stand for them as well. But I will not like to comment more about the competition because every competitor has their own business plan in order to foray or in order to make inroads into any of the new categories. However, I can say from the strength perspective, we can put 3 or 4 clear strength, which are the synergy which can easily establish between Voltas and Voltas Beko. And if I want to narrow it down in terms of the order of the ranking, I can say the first synergy we can see in terms of the distribution channel, because here we have a common distribution channel. Largely 80% of the distribution channel will be common between the air conditioner and the white good appliances. So we can easily leverage upon it, where the Voltas is having a touch points in excess of 22,000 in the universe of almost 35,000 or 40,000. Second leverage I can talk about the on our sourcing side as well as on supply chain, which we have demonstrated in Voltas can easily be we have started following in the Voltas as well. The third synergy in terms of the sales and marketing spend, both companies can go together while asking for us spots in the ATL or a BTL space of the sales and marketing promotion scheme. And fourth and foremost is the after sales service, whereby even the service franchise will be common between the air conditioner and the white good appliances, which means in a way I am giving more business to my own franchises by adding those Voltas Beko of product into their kitty and leverage the strength of their presence at the nook and corner of the city. So I have listed on the four more, in fact, the more important one out of it between Voltas and Voltas Beko.
Yes. Okay, very good. Thank you so much for your time today. I understand you have a tight schedule, so I'll better let you go.
No worries, Gunnar. If anything remains unanswered, you can put me an email. Or at a convenience of yours, I can again touch base with you over a short call.
Of course, yeah. All right. Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much. That was very helpful. Have a good day. Thank you. Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, hi, Gunnar.